When Radio 2's breakfast show changes hands, it's often at the beginning of the year. It's 27 years this week since the return of this familiar voice.
Do you know, I haven't been awake or up and about this early since God was a boy. The crocodiles are still on the streets. That's Sarah Kennedy. She's a cut-up, isn't she? I mean, imagine getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and dressing for this programme. I mean, she was in the full Valentino fig, the pearl choker, the old Tarara. I tell you what, the standards still obtain here at the old BBC. My heaven, it's good to be back. He lied. Lusa Shorge!
Wogan in 1993, and he'd taken over from the chap who began this week in 92.
BBC Radio 2, and this is the breakfast show you've been waiting for. We have a very simple but stimulating menu. First, there is plenty of the music you know, the music of your life. Then there is basic useful information like travel, traffic, sport, weather, and of course the news. You'll start your day entertained and informed. Who could ask for more than that?
And it wasn't big enough, and I wasn't Terry Wogan. That's the trouble. If I had been Terry Wogan, I would still be there. And so I was called up to the office again and told that Terry Wogan wants his programme back. And I said, well, what are you going to do? He said, it's a choice. And Francis Lyon said, yes, I know, and it's a very difficult one. If Terry Wogan wants to come back, then I'm afraid we're going to take him. And I said, well, look, Francis, if I were you, I would do exactly the same thing.
Brian Hayes beginning his year on Radio 2 Breakfast. Changes to many Januaries for Radio 1 Breakfast. DLT.
Whack, whack, oops.
Changed to Mike Reed 39 years ago.
Somebody's been into my cupboard and stolen my headphones.
I thought you were going to say someone had stolen your whistle.
Yeah.
Someone's stolen your headphones.
You understand what it's like, don't you? I mean, it's almost like a part of you, isn't it? You know, you get so used to them.
Well, I mean, I wear mine all day long.
Someone's been into my cupboard and had them away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really rotten trick,
that is. It is a rotten trick, that. It's like stealing somebody's underpants.
Who would have done something like that? Now, let's have a good think about this, Mr. Reed.
I don't know, but no one will own up. What will happen is they'll just appear.
So you're doing this morning without headphones, then?
Well, I've got a funny little pair, you know, a little antique pair with cobwebs on.
Oh, they're so cute.
I hate them. I hate them, I hate them, I hate them.
We've all had that dilemma, haven't we? Not everybody talks about it, though. Mike Reed beginning on Radio 1 Breakfast. And this man began 15 months on that hallowed programme 26 years ago.
Chancellor Cole's in London today for talks with John Major. 7:22. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Or is it sleep?
I just like the music he plays.
Amazing but true, because you don't know whether to believe it or not.
Yeah, respect Steve Wright.
Steve Wright on Breakfast, briefly. And who's this, starting quietly 16 years ago?
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Chris Moyles, who was to become the longest-serving Radio 1 Breakfast jock. And Chris, with his echoes of Blackburn there.
Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Isn't the only presenter to nod to history in an opening link.
Good morning. This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
And for the very first time, this is Capital FM.
The start of Capital London in 73 and Capital Yorkshire in 2011. And the start of Radio 4th too, for that matter.
Because this, for the very first time, is Radio 4th.
And whilst we're on the topic, have you noticed how many stations in their opening links inadvertently use one of the future brand names to be carried on one of the frequencies?
CBC 221 metres medium wave, the new voice for the capital city of Wales.
1966, Piccadilly Magic, that's what we call our oldies here, you'll get to know us.
Mercury, the heart of the south.
I'm pretty sure there's another example as well, which I've forgotten. Anyway, this week last year, a new national launch for this station.
Good morning, world. It's Monday morning. It's just gone 6 a.m. on the 7th of January 2019. The good times have arrived. My name is Rossi, and this is Greatest Hits Radio, the station that'll play the very best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And what a way to start with a British icon who was massive across all three of those decades. Our first song, Let's Dance, the legend.
Greatest Hits Radio, beginning from Bauer this week last year. It's not often that those presenting the news end up being in the news in their own programmes, but that's where Carrie Gracie found herself this week 2 years ago.
Good morning, this is Today with Carrie Gracie and John Humphreys. The BBC's China editor Carrie Gracie has stepped down from the role in protest at what she called an indefensible pay gap between men and women at the corporation. In an open letter addressed to licence fee payers, Ms. Gracie said the BBC was facing a crisis of trust and accused it of breaking equality law.
And a big story in all the papers, pretty much, the resignation of somebody called Carrie Gracie as the BBC's China editor. It's the main story for The Times, on the front page of Telegraph, The Eye, The Sun, and so on. The Times says her decision reflects the depth of anger felt across the corporation. And, at this point, given that Carrie is
What's
sitting...
What's happening next, John?
Well, indeed.
Where are we going from here?
And given that you are sitting next to me in the studio, perhaps listeners would expect me to do a really tough interview with you about that bombshell letter, but the BBC has rules on impartiality which mean that presenters can't suddenly turn into interviewees on the programmes they are presenting. However, maybe. Anyway, you are going to be doing an interview on Woman's Hour here on Radio 4 at 10 o'clock, but just a very quick thought. You're not allowed, yeah, well, you know the rules.
We're not doing an interview, you're going to ask me one question.
The reaction has been quite a big one, hasn't it?
It has. It's been very moving, actually.
The Carrie Gracie saga on Radio 4's Today programme. Let's celebrate two great women the radio world has lost. First of all, this week, 2 years ago, Jackie Dixon. Jackie's voice graced so many radio jingles around the world for generations.
I don't like to talk. Hi, my name's Jackie.
Once upon a time.
Jackie was one of an elite group of vocalists who sang for every major jingle production company in Dallas, and she was lovely too.
It's smooth sailing with a highly successful sound of 24-hour solid gold gem AM.
Secondly, Angela Bond died this week 7 years ago. She was one of Kenny Everett's favourite producers.
Every week I used to go down into the BBC record library, into the archives, and look back for unusual pieces of music that I knew would appeal to Kenny. His eyes would immediately go to this pile on the corner of the desk. You know, it was his material, you know. One of them, I can remember quite clearly, was Benny Goodman's Bart Goes to Town. It goes do 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 and so on. Of course, Kenny just took it and turned it into magic, you know. Oh, thanks, Ange.
Angela also went on to show a very suspicious generation of music programmers just how to use RCS Selector. So, with Jeremy Vine taking over his Radio 2 show 17 years ago, now just 10 fewer than JY.
Good afternoon and the warmest of welcomes to the Jeremy Vine show.
Very the nice end of Juice Liverpool 4 years ago.
The last show of Juice Liverpool.
Yeah.
But things are about to get extremely exciting.
The first Mark Forrest networked BBC local radio evening show 7 years ago.
A new show and a new presenter.
And Tommy Vance taking over the BBC chart 38 years ago.
And this is the top 40 as compiled for the BBC by the British Market Research Bureau.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.